Keep Looking Up, September 11. Wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. God's ambassadors must be an example to the unbelieving world and to the flock of God in words, in spirit, and in character. They must be one in heart. Christ prayed to his Father that this might be, and they are to answer that prayer in doing God's will, in loving one another, in esteeming one another, not continually looking for slights, and watching to find something to which they can take exception. If they are looking to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of their faith, they will not be regarding their precious selves with so much solicitude. They will be waiting and diligently hearkening to receive their orders from the captain of their salvation, and they will not be saying, as did Peter, "Lord, and what shall this man do?" Christ said to Peter, "What is that to thee? Follow thou me." We must not take our eyes off Jesus. God has given to every man his work. When he gives to his servant a special work to do, what a pity it is that he will take up so many burdens that God has not appointed to him, but to some others to bear, and go on grumbling and complaining. What tongue can tell, what pen can trace and unfold, the mighty moral results of looking with earnest believing hearts unto Jesus, our Helper? But we all, with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. What a grand victory! Beholding, you become a changed man. Consider this: we behold, and catch the bright beams in the face of Jesus Christ. We receive as much as we can bear. Let us not stop to quarrel over circumstances, but keep Christ in view. Through the transforming power of the Holy Ghost we become assimilated to the image of the blessed object we behold. Do not murmur nor find fault. Looking unto Jesus, the image of Christ is engraven upon the soul and reflected back in spirit, in words, in true service for our fellow beings. Christ's joy is in our hearts, and our joy is full. This is true religion. Let us make sure to obtain it, and to be kind, to be courteous, to have love in the soul, that kind of love which flows forth and is expressed in good works, which is a light to shine to the world, and which makes our joy full. An appeal for unity and harmony.